listen to a conspiracy podcast. I want it to be
our
like,
own.
There are definitely naked mole rat people living under the Earth's crust.
I don't want to think about that.
And not like, hey, these people that you have to like deal with on a daily basis are absolutely fucking out of their minds.
They're all reptilians.
Yeah.
I did just listen to a 2-part series on reptilians. Did you know Jesus was a reptilian?
We didn't introduce ourselves.
I'm Tamara.
And I am Rel. Wow, you threw me off there. I do that to you.
Wow,
I'm so
yeah,
sorry.
You do that to me all the time.
Burr, 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 burr. This is Fearful Friends Podcast.
Wee. I needed to make some other noise because what am I but a sound box of the world? Hi, everyone. We just got done recording that 30 minutes ago, so we're still on some weird afternoon bullshit.
Yeah. Weird Sunday afternoon energy.
Synergy. We talked about this.
Okay. All right. This is my leg. You're jealous.
Flashed me her vagina.
I am wearing shorts, ma'am.
What if they were see-through? Did you do the test? Did you check?
This is the test.
I'm blind.
What is that thing called? When he, old Greg, and he lifts up his skirt and it's flashing.
Who the fuck is old Greg?
I'm old Greg. No. Okay.
I don't have TikTok. I think is that a TikTok thing?
Before TikTok. It was from like a sketch show.
I want to say like Matt's brought that up to me before and I'm just like, yeah, I don't know. I don't know who old Greg is. To me, old Greg is in Crazy Ex-Girlfriend before new Greg comes in. It's a whole thing. Sorry. I'm still on my rewatch bullshit.
And they don't make an old Greg reference?
Maybe that is the old Greg reference. I don't know who old Greg is, so I don't know. They might be. Maybe this old Greg thing on TikTok stole it from the show.
I think it's really old. I don't know the origin
he's
of it.
Old
but...
Greg.
He is. He's old
Ooh,
Greg.
New podcast idea. Meme origin stories.
Okay. Is this like a whole podcast or just an episode?
A whole new podcast.
A whole new world.
Don't you dare close your eyes.
Is really that the next dark. Line?
Yeah. Hold your breath. It gets better. You can make anything creepy if you say it in a certain way.
Okay. Wow. I couldn't have even guessed the next words to that song.
I went anywhere and there it is. That's the rest of the song.
Oh.
And then like the bird flies in or whatever.
I don't even know what movie that's from.
Aladdin.
Okay.
You fool.
Okay.
You just went to Disney, didn't you?
A year ago.
Oh.
I did love Aladdin when I was little. Like, Jasmine was the only princess that I knew of.
Well, I mean, there's a certain mermaid.
Oh, yes. Yes, her too. Yeah. But I was Jasmine for, like, 2 Halloweens in a row.
You know who my favorite, and I don't even know if it is Disney, Anastasia. Was she a Disney princess?
Anastasia.
She's like the Russian princess.
Is she from The Hunchback of Notre Dame?
No!
Okay.
The movie was Anastasia. Remember, she's like a member of royalty. And then some like evil like magician dude like comes in and like kills her family or whatever. But he thought he killed her to get rid of the bloodline, but she survives. But it's a really good movie and there's a really cute dog in it.
Okay.
And a bat.
So last night when I went to bed, I'm laying there for like 2 minutes. And a spider crawled across my face. And I didn't know it at the time, but like, luckily my instinct was just to like, grab whatever it was, like thinking probably it was like a piece of hair.
Like a piece of hair,
but then
yeah.
I grabbed it and I could feel it in my hand and I just like, went like that. I don't know where it went and I...
You didn't find it? You gotta tear that room apart and look for the cockus.
I mean, like, I'm a little afraid.
It's in your sheet somewhere.
You know.
What if it wasn't a spider?
Well, what would have been?
Maybe like a mosquito or something?
No, it was bigger. Because I could like feel it in my hand.
I just got the chills. Sorry.
Yeah, it was really scary. And I was also a little bit high and like it was horrible.
That's always scary when you come across a bug and you're in that state.
And like I'm really terrified of spiders.
Cue overreaction.
Like really scared of spiders. And it was just hard. It was a really rough night for me, okay?
I actually feel like that was a underreaction for you.
Yeah, I mean like...
Did you scream or anything?
No, I don't know. It was just really weird.
I was too afraid to scream.
I sat up and turned the flashlight on my phone on and I'm like looking everywhere. I'm like...
Ugh. Do you have pest control? Get that shit going.
That's the thing. I told Rich to schedule it before we moved in so they could come and like do like the initial...
Yeah. Without any of the shit getting sprayed. Yeah.
And he didn't do that. And I don't think he's had the guy over at all. And he's supposed to come once a month. We've been there for a month.
Might be time and to like, make that phone call.
He's either gaslighting me or stupid because he was like, it's fine. You know, I'm pretty sure that'll never happen again. And I was like, there's never just one spider.
No, they come from an egg sack with a million spiders in it.
I really hate spiders. And like only people who are afraid of spiders like understand the mind of the fucking spider. Cause like
are you sitting here thinking about what the spider's thinking?
Yeah, because like we were looking at like patio furniture and I'm like, I don't want anything with cushions on it because I don't want to have to deal with bringing it in and out and like every time I want to sit down, like I don't want that. And he's like, hey, no, you just leave it out there. I'm like, no, spiders are gonna get into that. And frogs, which is my other second fucking fear.
You have a screened patio.
Yeah, I have a enclosed house and there's spiders in there.
I'm not talking about... frogs can't get in there.
I'm sure they're going to find a way.
Unless you leave that door open.
Like, I just, like, know where spiders are and what they're thinking. And, like...
What was that one thinking when he crawled across your face?
Watch this. And then
look at me teabag this bitch.
And found out.
Did he? Sounds like he fucking got away.
No, I killed him. I killed him in my hand.
But you didn't find the carcass. I don't believe you.
It was really scary.
No body, no crime. Sorry.
I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight.
Apply to spiders. Oh, no, you will. The other day, I had a big, like one of those big palmetto bugs in my bathroom. I don't know how the fuck they're getting in. I think they're getting in through like the vent in the roof. You know?
Oh, God.
Because I'm like, what other opening is big enough to let that motherfucker in? Anyways, I was also a little bit baked. And I was like, how do I get him? Do I trap him under a bowl? But then I have to slide something underneath the bowl and then potentially touch it with my hands. And then I have to walk outside and let it out. What if it crawls up my arm? I'm going to do the vacuum. But then I have to open up the vacuum. What if it crawls out of the vacuum? It was like a whole thing. It took me like way too long. By the time I actually decided on the method of catching him, he was gone.
Oh, God.
I spent like an hour tearing my bedroom apart. I could not find it anywhere.
Ew. Yeah. Honestly, but I
slept great that night.
I would have done the vacuum and then taken the vacuum outside and just That's left what I it usually there. Do. And like, oh, no, I wouldn't Matt, have that's left your it problem. There. That is your Please. Problem.
That man's never killed a bug in this house in his fucking life.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know. I know you hear me, bitch.
That's Rich's requirement. I cannot even get close to a spider. And if there's a frog in the house, I run and lock myself into a room. And I put like a thing under it until it's safe. And like, I'm so traumatized from my mom thinking it's like funny because she wasn't scared of frogs.
Most people like, aren't. I don't get it. They are really gross when they like jump on you and slap your leg with their belly.
I just... they're unpredictable. I don't like them. I don't know. They fucking scare me. But she would like chase me around and like... Or, like, lie to me, like, oh, I got it out. And, like, no, you didn't.
Why do you have so many frogs in your house?
And, like, during the summer, they swim up from the toilet or, like, they'll come in.
What?
That's never happened to you?
No. One time at the last place that I lived at, there was a big lizard in my toilet. It was, like, this big. And it was, like, one of those yellow, orange and black ones, the big beefy fucking ones.
Oh, my God. And, what did you do?
So I closed the lid of the toilet and then I like lived here for a couple weeks and I was like, oh, maybe it'll just like swim down or something. And it didn't. And then one of my coworkers gave me like a little like scoopy thing. Oh, it was like a little grabber to like reach tall things. Mm-hmm. And I grabbed that motherfucker and like ran outside with him and threw him in the grass. He was still alive after being in a toilet for 2 weeks. Yeah, it was insane and gross.
Oh my God.
But I just thought he like crawled in there. I didn't think that he swam up. That's horrifying.
Yeah.
I wish you wouldn't have told me that.
And the same thing with spiders. I can clearly remember this one night when I must have been like 16 or something. I see in the middle of the night a spider crawling up my wall. And I go get my dad. He's pissed the fuck off because I've woken him up about a spider. So like, are you fucking kidding? Just all this for a fucking spider? Well, yeah, like I'm terrified. Sorry.
Get it.
And I'm watching from like the doorway and he goes to like hit it with a shoe. And I'm like,
oh my God, did it fall down in your bed?
What? He's like, all right, I killed it. And I'm like, where? Where is it? I don't see anything. I don't see any marks. Where is it? Where is it? I'm like, you didn't kill it. You're lying to me. He's like, no, I got it. Go to bed. And I'm like, I know he didn't get it. So I'm like laying in bed and I'm like terrified. And I'm like, oh my God, where is this fucking spider? I don't know where it's at. And then it just scurries over my arm.
Ew.
It scurried over my arm.
Did you fucking light your bed on fire?
I screamed, ran. I didn't sleep in my room for like months after that.
Did you not kill the spider?
No, I didn't know where it went. It was so scary. It was so scary.
She's like about to be in tears right now.
And
I want to say the whole trope of like, you know, spiders are more scared of you than you are of them, but
I don't think that's true.
No.
But like, I knew.
I've met some really mean spiders. Those grass spiders?
But I don't even want to hear about that. They're no such thing.
Beefy.
And I don't even.
They're muscular.
Stop it.
Stop it. I haven't seen one in a while, but I think it's because our grass is dead. Nowhere for them to live.
You need to get some pest control.
I'm doing the best I can, okay?
Okay.
I don't want to pay for pest control. It's just another expense. Another random person coming over to my house that I didn't fucking ask to be there. Except I did. If I pay them. But whatever. They're going to scare me every time.
Anyway. I'm sorry if anybody else is also afraid of spiders and this like just triggered you. Because if I even see one on TikTok or something, like, oh, it just freaks me out so much. I have to like go back and like say like I'm uninterested in this type of video.
That's funny. One of my coworkers is moving to Arizona. Like, our company's like moving them out there. And I was like, dude, that's like awesome. Like, yeah, I wish I could get a job with corporate and, you know, pay for my moving expenses and stuff, but I don't want to live in Arizona. And they're like, why? I'm like, because there's fucking scorpions out there, dude. And he's like, there's scorpions in Florida. And I'm like, nuh-uh. Apparently there are. Yeah. And he said there were also tarantulas in Florida, which I didn't need to know that information.
No, that's just not true.
He said they are.
We are not going to trust him and we're just going to
rely
on the fact
because
I say there's not.
You know how often I play naked and afraid outside.
What?
Just barefoot though. Not fully nude.
Okay. I also do walk around barefoot outside.
Yeah. Tarantulas, though. Fuck all that shit. Like, I can't... Even the banana spiders, I know they don't... Sorry, you scared me.
Sorry.
I know they don't bite, but, like... They're, like... Their legs are so long and just pointy.
Stop. I can't handle this. I think we need to move on. I'm not.
Okay. Did you hear OJ Simpson died?
Yes.
The all comments the online are hilarious.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I wish I could remember this one. It was like on the group for like the city that I live in,
mm-hmm.
you know, which is normally just traffic is so bad. A guy ran a stop sign. It's just
are you right
bitching.
At home there? Because that sounds like everything you always say.
Actually, I read those and I roll my eyes. But, oh God, I wish the fucking comment I read, it was like the funniest thing ever.
Yeah, I saw one
like,
TikTok
back.
Where he was like, oh God, we lost OJ Simpson. Who's next? Casey Anthony?
Ooh.
And then he goes, I said, Casey Anthony? Who's next? Casey Anthony?
Oh, what do they say? Rest in distress. Mm-hmm. The only downside is like, we'll never like hear it from his mouth. I mean, except that he basically wrote a book about it.
Yeah.
But it's kind of a bummer.
Yeah. I mean,
he should have had a deathbed confession.
Yeah.
Fucking honestly, asshole.
Like, he ruined Ford Broncos for years.
Who cares about Ford?
Listen, no. You know, like, something serious. Obviously, he did it. He went on a high-speed chase. Like, yeah. Come on.
He was not having a mental breakdown. Everyone knows. And that whole, if the glove fits, you must acquit thing was fucking bullshit. That was not his glove. I know. And didn't they, like, run it through the dryer right before the trial or something? All right. We are going into controversial territory. This could really split the continent.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do we have continents? Or is that just like a made-up thing fantasy?
Do we have continents? Yes, we have continents
and
in the world.
Incontinence. Woo!
Yeah. Oh, sorry. We have that.
Not here at this table.
No. No. Now that I'm on Ozempic, I have the exact opposite issue.
Well, you're not peeing?
Which is weird.
No, is incontinence when you pee?
Well, I think it could be either.
Oh.
I don't know. I'm not a fucking scientist.
We should really fact check ourselves. Check ourselves before we wreck ourselves.
Or not. We might just get real fucking depressed at how stupid we are.
Almost every day. But you know what? Makes for fun conversation that you can barely follow.
Yep.
You need one of those, like, big maps with the red strings all over the place.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Where are we?
Is that your story?
You know, old, tired, my back is broken. I got my raised garden beds. I'm gonna like jump into this old lady lifestyle head
How
first.
How raised is your raised garden bed?
A foot.
Okay.
They're gonna still be on the ground, but I can mow around them without mowing over them.
Okay. I like that. I just feel like gardening involves being out in the sun.
I'm like barely out there. I have to go out there anyways to watch my dogs go poop every morning. So okay. I like all the stuff that I do out there, I can literally do while I'm waiting for Murphy to sniff the grass.
Okay. I just hate being outside.
I do too.
Except on my new patio, which I just love. I love it so much.
Do you actually go out there a lot?
Yeah, in the morning and at night. Like, in the morning if I'm not working.
Or tired.
Yeah.
Or busy. Or constipated.
Yeah. Well, today I have part two.
Part a deux.
So.
Or as the French say, oh wait, no, it's still deux, I think.
Oh, I thought you were speaking in French. Nope.
I don't know, I'm not a scientist.
What's it all been about? Let's recap our last episode.
Yeah, recap it for me. I definitely forgot
after
in the last 30 minutes.
A word from our sponsors.
Do you like to say sentences that don't grammatically make sense? Listen to the show.
Oh, okay.
That was weird.
That's where you went with the ad?
I'm drinking a healthy kombucha. It's good for your belly button. I mean, just your belly. Hello? Weird energy.
We are never going to get sponsors.
They're good. What are you doing with your belly button? Did I tell you I had a rash on my belly button?
Yes, and you already talked about it on the podcast.
It cleared up.
Oh, good. Thank God. You hear that, everyone?
It's hot in Florida, y'all. You cannot wear fleece pants outside.
It is hot, though. I just bought new dresses for work so that I don't have to wear pants.
Yeah.
Because it's... just it's gonna be too hot to wear fucking pants.
Absolutely. And you can't wear shorts to work.
And they took away my fan. I'm not allowed to have a fan at work because it's a...
You mean you can't sit in front of the fan with your legs spread open anymore? It's a
fire hazard.
Sexual harassment case. We've already talked to you about this, Tamara. You can't air out your coochie in the office
in front of clients.
You said you wanted us to be obsessed with them. This is step one. Oh, I just blew my headphones. Hello? Hello? Hold on.
That would have been...
Hello! I sound
she's
like
back.
Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yes, it did. Very much.
I will try not to swing around my arms wildly anymore.
Okay. Part two. So, part one, we talked about the Faraday school kidnapping.
Mm-hmm.
So, Edwin and Robert, they kidnap the six school kids and their teacher, Miss Gibbs, take her out in the bush. Her badassery.
With her awesome ass boots.
Yeah, she kicks a panel through a van. Like, she literally kicks through metal with these boots and saves them, identifies them. They are put in jail.
Did we cover how they got out of the bush?
Yeah, they walked for a long time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Several kilometers, I remember now.
Yeah, and they found the rabbit hunters.
Yes.
Yes. And, okay. And then so Edwin and Robert are sentenced to like 15 and 16 years. Yeah.
Jinx!
In
now
prison.
You can't talk.
You didn't think that through, did you? So, until Edwin escapes prison.
Bum, bum, bum.
Yeah. December 16th, 1976. So, he manages to steal a car and is on the run for over a year.
I need more information about this escape. How do you escape prison? Did you, like, carve a hole in the wall with a spoon?
He hopped into the dirty linens. And
oh,
when they
genius.
Took it out to be washed, he stole that washing vehicle. I'm just making this up.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was like, damn, that's what I would have done.
I think I saw that somewhere. Like, oh. Baby geniuses.
So you don't know?
Baby geniuses. Do you remember that movie?
No. Well, it's like the babies that can talk, but yeah. Like, I don't think I ever watched it.
That movie was the movie that introduced ASMR before I ever knew it was a thing.
Why?
The like sound effects in that movie were like, I don't know. Everyone go watch Baby Geniuses.
No,
I'm not going to spoil it.
Don't give them your money. That was a bad idea.
Okay.
All right. So he had some fucked up plan to get out of prison.
He escapes prison. Maybe he never tells anyone. And that's why we don't know.
What do you mean?
He never told anyone how he
escaped. Does he die?
No.
Because we can like interview him if he's still alive.
Okay.
I'll make the phone call.
No, you won't.
You're right. I'm so scared of calling people.
So he's on the run for over a year. So now we fast forward to February 14th, 1977. Which
oh my God, he came out on Valentine's Day.
Yes.
Did he have a lover?
No.
Oh.
Rob Hunter. So a different Robert.
And not a hunter.
He's not a hunter, no.
Perhaps his ancestors were.
I guess so.
Sorry.
Rob Hunter, a 20-year-old teacher, just 9 days into his teaching career at the Warren School, his first teaching job after 3 years at Teachers College.
Oh, no.
He had sent his 9 students out for morning recess. He's startled when some of them run back in yelling, quote, "There is a man outside with a gun." But Rob is more concerned about the children's overactive imagination.
Oh, my God, Rob.
Versus an active shooter.
Because this shit doesn't happen in Australia, right?
I don't know. It's the 70s, so.
Probably not.
70s were bad.
But not in Australia, right?
I don't know. Wasn't there the hitchhiker killer?
Was that in the 70s?
I don't know. Feels like a 70s thing.
It sure does. There were a lot of serial killers in the 70s.
Hitchhiking, yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
He considered maybe there were rabbit hunters nearby.
Sorry.
And the children have become frightened. Yeah. Rabbit hunting was like really big. Hunters.
I guess.
Roberts.
I wonder if that was like their main source of food in Australia.
I think like a grocery store.
Oh. Well, I don't know. Their schools are pretty lackluster. Maybe it's a food desert.
Maybe
they have to hunt their own food.
Maybe. Maybe they are farmers. I don't know.
Eating them tarantulas.
Yes. Rob's positivity is short-lived when he looks up and sees the gunman. He's wearing a balaclava, and holding a handgun pointed directly at Rob's chest.
I'm mad at Rob. I hope he redeems himself later.
Okay.
You should believe people when they say that there's a man with a gun.
The gunman says, quote, "Don't try anything fucking smart or I'll shoot you."
Watch your language, sir. This is a school. Mm-hmm.
This man is Edwin Eastwood, who is now 26. So, yeah, he was in his early 20s at the Faraday School. So young. So many bad so choices. So
young. What do they say? Yum, dung, and full of cum. I just said dung. Yum, dung, and full of cum.
Yeah, the title. This guy has kidnapped, been sentenced to prison, escaped, and is doing a second kidnapping, and he's only 26 years old. Sir.
Get a job, sir. I guess he can't with a prison record.
He is on the run.
So. Make better life choices is what I say to you, Mr. Blabowski.
Rob, who is terrified and trying to calm his students, offers to write Ed a check, and the gunman says, quote, "No, mate, that's not the kind of money I want."
Why is it so hot when a guy says mate?
Australian men are just...
primo supreme?
Yeah. Rob realizes the situation is getting more and more dangerous, and he does his best to try to remain outwardly calm for the children.
And inside he's like, I wet myself. That's what I was
like, I can't keep my pants. At this point, he realizes he needs to start leaving clues for law enforcement in case this goes really badly.
That's smart. Mm-hmm. So he's going to start stripping down?
Bounce, go
boxers mama. Here, sock there, follow the clues.
There are children here.
Find a little present in the bush.
I think the energy's back. What's in your kombucha over there?
Ginger, pineapple.
I think it was fermented a little too long.
I did accidentally leave it out of refrigeration for a little bit.
All right.
But everything's fine. Guess we'll find out if I shit myself later.
In a good way.
Is there a good way of shitting yourself?
Yeah.
Good to know.
Yeah.
I guess if someone's paying you to do it on their chest. That is a good way. Come back.
Okay. All right. So Rob discreetly unplugs the electric clock so the police would know pretty much the exact time this began. The Dude, clock so read, smart. I know. The clock read 11:10 a.m. I would not have thought of that
I wouldn't have thought of that.
No. Ed then chains the children together with a 10-meter dog chain and begins to chain Rob's hands and feet together.
Oh my God. Did he steal that chain from the prison?
I don't know. He probably not. It's been a year since he was in
That's
prison.
True. He's just not just carrying around his chains.
An extremely brave grade 6 girl asked Ed, "What are you going to do with us? Where are you going to take us? How long are we going to be away for? When will we get back?" He answered, "You'll only be away until I get what I want. Don't worry, just do what I say and I won't hurt you. But if you do anything silly, I'll shoot the teacher."
You said that to a little girl? Come on, he could have sugarcoated it a little bit.
I know.
If you do something bad, I'll pinch him.
A fucking asshole. Edwin then posted a handwritten cardboard sign on the classroom door that read, "Have gone on a nature study trip. We'll be back in 1 hour." The sign was crudely made, and Rob knew that anyone who saw it would know the sign was not made by an elementary school teacher because it was in all caps, and quote, "Any primary teacher worth his weight uses every opportunity to model and teach the use of correct upper and lowercase letters."
Oh I would my not, God.
I would not have written that note in capital letters. So he's just like, more clues, more
teacher
clues.
Mode.
I do that with M now. Mode. Like I used to not care, but now I have to be like very careful because we're really getting on her about those capital letters.
As a 31-year-old, I literally write my name uppercase A, uppercase R, lowercase I-E-L. I don't know why. I always do. It's just easier for me. Does proper capitalization really matter?
I mean, are you writing an email to the president?
Can you do that?
Excuse me, sir?
In like the SpongeBob letters. Capital lowercase, capital lowercase. Excuse me?
How about that student loan, bruh?
I don't have any student loans.
Well, I don't have any student loans.
Neither do you.
I definitely do have student loans.
I thought you paid yours off.
No, ma'am.
Oh, maybe yours will be forgiven.
Nope.
No?
Still waiting on that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I've forgiven them.
So. I've just stopped paying them.
This is when Ed starts to really bungle this kidnapping.
I love that word. Like,
he makes a ransom note for the education minister again and the deputy premier, which is some head of government, like a prime minister.
He just chooses,
I don't know,
like the most fucking obscure like people in government.
Yeah, it does not make sense to me. Whatever. The stupid note demands the release of 17 of the state's most dangerous criminals. So I think that state is like Victoria.
Yeah.
An arsenal,
like a really scary request.
An arsenal of weapons, 7 million in U.S. currency, 100 kilos of cocaine.
Okay.
100 kilos of heroin.
He is reaching for the stars.
And a late model car with a full tank of petrol.
Why a late model car? Like late as in new?
No, I think like old.
That's like a huge demand.
100 kilos of heroin.
You know what they say? Like, overshoot? Because then the realistic thing that they'll come down to is what you originally wanted. Mm-hmm, like, maybe he'll get like $1 million and he'll be like, cool.
Yeah, bye. He was like ready to negotiate. Like, okay.
I'll come down from here. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I only need 15 of the most violent criminals.
Ed leaves this note at the school and then gagged and blindfolded Rob and put the kids in the back of the truck he had stolen.
Why did he gag? I don't like that. Then he can't comfort the kids.
So this truck, sometimes it was referred to as a van, but it's a truck that has one of those covers over it. That
over
like,
the bed?
Yeah. But like not one of the flat ones, one of like the raised up so you can kind of like sit in there. So it kind of hit the kids in there, but not totally.
Because there are probably windows in the thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So the kids are all still chained together. Ed then puts Rob on the front passenger floor of the truck, still gagged and blindfolded.
And how many kids were there in this kidnapping?
Nine.
Mm-hmm. Ugh.
He then yells at the kids saying, quote, "You kids keep down. When we're passing any cars, keep your heads right down or bullets will be flying."
Those kids must have so much fucking trauma.
I know. I couldn't imagine that as an adult, but like as a kid.
Oh, you gotta be scared of everything. You're like, your whole like innocent life has just been pulled out from under you. Now you can't trust anybody.
Mm-mm. Ugh, I just want to hug him.
Rob
is furious that this man yelled at these already scared children and remembers thinking, how dare he threaten my students like that?
Oh.
And what a
jump in teach.
Yeah. He's 20. A guy
he's not in his, much older than Miss Gibbs.
No. 1 year.
We did math. We were just like kind of awesome at it. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. The gunman then flees with his 10 hostages.
God, in that tiny bed of a truck. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Fucker.
Meanwhile, 25-year-old Robin Smith, another Rob.
Again, Robin.
I'm gonna keep calling him Robin.
Okay, that's good.
My mother's name. It's weird. So he's a logger from Victoria. He was driving home in his trailer with his brother, whose name is not given, but oh my God.
Is he hot?
Daddy. He is so gorgeous.
Her eyes just rolled in the back of her skull. I saw a demon for a second there.
This picture was from the 70s, but they don't give his name. Whatever. Okay.
I just feel like everyone in the 70s had like a weird patch of hair, like just under their chin. Like right here. Just peeking out of that V-neck.
He had like, okay. You'll see the picture eventually.
Great.
Yep.
Can't wait.
So anyway, they're driving home on the long winding roads with his younger brother when a truck came speeding around the corner and smashed into his trailer.
Oh no.
And this is a big haul trailer. And apparently
the
like
one that the kids
got,
are in.
The truck. The kids are in the truck. His trailer is hauling logs. It's like a huge logging trailer.
Oh my God. It's like Final Destination.
Yeah.
Who so got impaled?
The truck is... No one.
Ugh.
The truck is like jammed up under it, kind of, but not badly. Just the like front passenger side
of it. Oh, good. Where he is, you know.
But it was enough to like total the car.
Absolutely.
Robin and his brother quickly climb out and rush to the truck immediately, concerned for any passengers. Ed climbs out of the window of the truck.
My God, could you imagine? I'm sorry.
And holds a gun to Robin's head.
What the fuck is wrong with him?
Ed then forces them behind the truck and begins to chain them up. This is when they see the 9 children and the teacher. Ed chains them up so they cannot be seen from the road. Not long after this, 2 more vehicles stop to try to assist what they think is just an innocent car wreck. There were 2 men driving a truck.
He's got some extra long fucking chains because there's a lot of people coming.
And 2 women who were traveling in a combi van, K-O-M-B-I, which looks just like one of those like old VW.
Like a Fiat.
No, it's like a VW van. You know those like old like the ones? Hippie ones. Yeah. When these 4 people get out of their vehicles, Ed takes them hostage at gunpoint also. So
what's his fucking plan? He's got like 20 people now.
I know. Like, you can't even be nice and like stop people who are like in an accident on the side of the road. This is crazy.
Well, and they're probably blocking the fucking roads. Yeah. Like, those people are just going to keep piling up because there's a logging truck blocking the road.
Yeah. So now he's got 16 hostages.
What a fucking idiot.
16 and 1.
I'm surprised he didn't like try to like drive the logging truck away. What an idiot.
Like, he's kind of, he's losing control of the situation,
I'd say.
But 9 of them are children, so.
Kids can be feisty.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ed then transfers everyone to the larger combi van and takes off. He drives for what seems like hours deep into the bushland again.
The bushland.
Mm-hmm. When they did eventually stop, they realized he had a camp set up way out there. So it was like hours he drove into the bushland.
You think he was living there like after he escaped prison? Like that's where he is?
Yeah, that's what I think. I didn't read that anywhere, but kind of makes sense.
Or if it was just like a temporary, like he knew he was going to be bringing kids back there. Didn't want to leave them roasting in the truck.
Ugh. So it's really similar to his previous kidnapping too.
Yeah.
Ed chained all the hostages to trees and only let them out of the chains to use the bathroom, to which he escorted them by gunpoint.
At least he let them use the bathroom, I guess.
Can you imagine trying to pee with a gun pointed at you?
I am like, not a strong like squat peer. Uh-uh. So like I would just like be like, I'm fine here. I'll just pee on myself.
Yeah.
I'm not going to squat in front of this random man.
So Robin Smith slowly worked on the chains around his wrist. He said he was a logger and had a lot of experience using chains and tightening the logs he was hauling to the trucks.
Wow.
So around midnight, he successfully freed himself.
Wow.
Robin waited for a large breeze to stir up the trees and make significant sound while he dropped the chains and made a run for it.
He's just going to leave everyone?
Mm-hmm. He ran and didn't stop for 10 kilometers, which is a little over 6 miles.
Oh, so miles the kilometers are,
Are bigger.
Miles are bigger.
Miles are bigger. We're so doing hard. It again. Please stop. He ran to a farmhouse he had seen on the drive into the campsite. An exhausted Robin banged on the doors.
He didn't fucking blind the new hostages, but he blinded the teacher.
Right? I don't know.
Rude.
Obviously, things were not going.
He didn't have enough cloth.
Yeah.
I could use my belt, but then I can't keep my pants up.
An exhausted Robin banged on the doors, and when the homeowners opened the door, he begged them to call the police and told them what happened. The police arrived quickly, and Robin was able to guide them back to the campsite, but they were not quick enough.
They're gone?
Because Ed had realized Robin had escaped and loaded up all the hostages and fled.
Oh, why did I think he, like, left and that's when... Oh, I guess that's why he waited for the wind.
Yeah, that's why he, like, had to run right away because they were there. He did, yeah, he had. Thankfully, police were able to locate the vehicle quickly. This began a dangerous high-speed chase.
Yeah, because they're, like, in the bush, so they're, like, there's sand. They could just follow the tracks.
Yep. Look at you. You could be a police officer.
Aye, aye, Captain.
That was a lot better than I could do.
I wasn't even trying to do Australian.
Ed fired at the police from his vehicle.
Oh.
Police were able to shoot Ed, which eventually ended the case. He was shot in the leg, so he was able to safely stop the van before he was apprehended by police.
Nerd.
And, like, thankfully, like, there's so many hostages in that fucking vehicle, they only hit him.
What a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
You've done this before. You got caught for it before. Why would you try the same fucking thing again?
I know.
I think he's obsessed.
Stupid.
And that.
All of the hostages were saved with no minor injuries, except mental ones, probably.
Oh, I thought you were going to tell me one of them got, like, grazed by a bullet, died of gangrene or something.
No. Because, like, in the 70s, like, did they have psychiatrists?
You can't. I think in the 70s, they were still doing, like, electrotherapy. We'll just zap it out of her and then we'll give her a lobotomy.
Yeah. Robin Smith is the recipient of the Australian Bravery Award, which honors citizens who, in a moment of danger or threat, have acted selflessly and courageously.
What about the other one? Rob Hunter. He didn't get an award? He made clues. That's something. Wasn't enough to be brave, I guess.
Well, we can make him an award right now.
Let's make him a card.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes. Get right on that.
Can you get my secretary to get him on the line?
Yeah, get our social media manager to send him something.
Yeah. Nice fruit basket.
Edwin Eastwind was sent to prison for a bullshit 18 years and was released in 1993.
What?
Yep, and he changed his name to, I think, David Jones.
I'm sorry, but if you fucking reoffend and commit the same crime after escaping from prison, you shouldn't be given a year more than your original sentence. Yeah. What the fuck? At that point, you're fucking a reoffender. You obviously are not going to change, and you should be sentenced to life.
Yeah, I know. Fucker. Like, all the other details about him was, like, behind a paywall. It was, like, really hard to get any more information. But he had stated he would never kidnap again and had paid his debt to society.
Boy Scouts honor.
Right? How could we guarantee that?
We can't.
We could guarantee it by keeping him in prison.
Yeah.
Then he wouldn't kidnap. Then he
would probably escape again. That happened.
Yeah. So.
I'm just surprised that they didn't give him, like, an additional sentence for escaping from prison.
And another second kidnapping.
And, yeah, he did the second kidnapping and then kept adding hostages.
Yeah.
He should get extra time for each fucking added hostage. Right?
But nope.
Australia, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm. So, that is my episode. I will link.
That is not a happy ending. I mean, I guess people survived, but he got released from jail.
I know. I will link the two articles and also the podcast where I first heard this from, Do Go On, one of my favorites.
My last question, do we know if he's still alive?
I think so, yeah. If he Gross. He would be like,
well, what, he was in his 26 70s? And he got 18 years. He was released in 93. Oh, I can't do math. In the 70s, released in 93. No, wait. Okay. Well, yeah, never mind.
Okay.
I'm not even gonna try.
Okay, me either.
You were still thinking about it?
Yes.
26.
Stop.
1993. That's how many years apart? What?
You don't need 1993 in the equation. You just need to know what year it is now.
Well, he was 26.
In 77.
In 77. Hold on. I got this.
Do, 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 do,
minus 1977. 16 years. He served less than his whole sentence. Okay, so 26 plus 16. So when he got released, he was 42. Now it's
24.
24 years?
No.
24. That's 31, the year. 42 plus 31. He's 73.
Just like I said, he's in his 70s.
Oh, you said that? Yes. I'm so sorry. I wish you would have just said it louder so I didn't have to hurt my head like that. Can you imagine a 73-year-old committing another kidnapping?
Yeah.
Ew.
I mean,
I don't want to think about it. Well, at least he didn't diddle anyone. That's good, at least.
Yeah. I mean, it's an upside. But, yeah, that is Is that my first two-parter?
No, that's actually your second two-parter.
Oh, what was my other one?
The twins. Triplets.
Oh, the triplets. Yes, 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 yes.
I was like, girl, I don't even know, like, what episode released last week.
No.
I just, like, sit here and fucking talk.
As soon as the recording's off, it's just wiped clean.
I go take a nap face first. The heating pad on my butt.
And your butt?
Well, it's my lower back that hurts, okay. So it's okay, basically yes. My upper butt.
Yeah. Well, that is all I have. Do you have anything to bring to the table?
Let's all just, like, get out there and have a good game of life.
Thanks, coach.
Now, smack your friend on the butt.
Ah! Oh. Did that hurt you?
No, it scared me a little bit. I thought one of our electronics popped. Again, I think I might still be a little hot from last night. Very jumpy.
Oh, God. All right, friends. rate, review, subscribe. Please, please, please. It means so, so much to us. And if you have any crazy stories, like true stories or
suggestions for episodes.
Yeah. Or like
we need all the fucking help we can get.
Crazy, you know, retail stories, customer service stories. Send them to us.
We'd love to do a shout out. @gmail.com.
Yeah. That's all I have. Bye, friends.
Tune in next week. Bye.